Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, y'all, get this. We're about halfway through the month of June, and it's 67 as we get started on this Friday morning. More with Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second, plus lots more in the news. We'll get to that right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions continue for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And again, Mobile, Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's a good ride. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. If you've been in an accident, trust Bay City Collision at 666-6516. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Happy Flag Day, everybody. On the way, we'll talk more with Dr. Bill about the weekend ahead weather-wise. Right now, we get headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we begin in Baldwin County as Fairhope police arrest a man wanted for felony and misdemeanor warrants. An off-duty sheriff's deputy actually spotted Weston Lee Gill walking on Highway 181. Gill is a transient and has been moving around the Bell Forest subdivision, which is also in Baldwin County. He was sleeping in church vans and outbuildings in the area as well. Once taken into custody by Fairhope police, he was then transported to the Sheriff's Correction Center. Gill was out on bond for a church burglary, which happened last April. Here in Mobile, a recent fire reveals a body found inside of an apartment complex, and now Mobile police are investigating. The victim has not yet been identified, but was located on Thursday after firefighters responded to an emergency call around 6:30 a.m. at the Edgewood Villa Apartments. The complex is located near the downtown airport. Fire officials initially found a pot simmering on the stove, and that's when they discovered that body inside one of the bedrooms. A Sims woman now in custody after authorities spotted her in a stolen vehicle. 28-year-old Natalie Pankonen crashed into another vehicle Tuesday morning on Old Pascagoula Road in Tillman's Corner in an attempt to run from officers. They caught her and arrested her after she wrecked that vehicle. According to police, there was also a child inside of the car as well. The child suffered only minor injuries. At this hour, police have not released details on the relationship between the child and the driver. The 28-year-old has been charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to elude police. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things aren't picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill this morning banning sanctuary cities in the state. The proposal was one of those controversial issues of the 2019 legislative session and a top priority of the governor. The bill signing will happen at 10 this morning in Shalimar. An investigation is underway in Niceville after the body of a toddler was found inside a home on Georgia Avenue. The family was visiting from Ohio. Niceville police are calling this a tragic accident. Mobile police are looking for the mother of a woman accused of kidnapping a baby. Police say Tara Lee helped her daughter take advantage of a mentally challenged woman and then kidnap her baby. Lee's daughter was arrested this week in Georgia. A man wanted for a series of crimes in Escambia and Conecuh counties is in custody after a five-hour standoff near the Covington-Conecuh County line. John Cobb had been on the run since Tuesday. He's accused of stealing a truck from Conecuh County, then breaking into homes and taking a shotgun in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning. We 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for sports right here on Mobile Mornings. And we start in the NBA where we have a new champion. Toronto beat Golden State 114-110 last night for the first title in Raptors team history.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
And it was a team effort for Toronto with five players scoring in the double digits. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry scored the team's first 11 points of the game and finished tied with Pascal Siakam for the team lead with 26 points. Kawhi Leonard scored 22 and was named the NBA Finals MVP for the second time in his career. He spoke following the win.
You know, this is what I play basketball for. This is what I work out for all summer during the season. And I'm happy that my hard work paid off.
Leonard averaged 28.5 points per game on 43% shooting in the finals and became the first player since Larry Bird back in 1984 to lead the league in points, rebounds, and steals throughout his team's playoff run. The end of the Warriors' championship run, after winning the title of the last two seasons, came in their final game at Oracle Arena. They're moving to San Francisco beginning next season after 47 years in Oakland. Some will attempt to put an asterisk on the Raptors' title because of the amount of injuries that the Warriors encountered during their playoff run. Golden State was already down two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant, who had surgery on Wednesday for a ruptured right Achilles. Then Klay Thompson went down last night in the third quarter with a torn ACL and still led the team with 30 points on the night. Steph Curry had a tough go last night, scoring only 21 points. He went 3-for-11 from three-point range. Now the Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed to Canada for the first time ever, and both teams have some decisions to make this summer in free agency. The Warriors could potentially lose Durant, Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins to free agency, while the Raptors will try to convince Kawhi Leonard to re-sign with them once free agency begins. Odds for the 2020 season were already released after last night's game. The Warriors are again favored to win the championship, followed by the Lakers, the Bucks, Clippers, Celtics, and then the Raptors. In golf, Justin Rose leads after round one of the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach. Rose birdied his final three holes to shoot 6-under-65.
Can't help but look around over your shoulder and think, damn, this is Pebble Beach. You know, you just shot 65 and you're leading the US Open. It's cool. It's a cool moment. Even, you know, whatever happens, transpires for the rest of the week, it was a cool moment.
That score of 65 ties Tiger Woods for the lowest opening round at Pebble Beach in a U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, and Aaron Wise sit one shot behind Rose at 5 under par. Tiger Woods currently 5 shots behind Rose at 1 under par. He had to grind yesterday, shooting 1 under on the front nine despite a double bogey on the fifth hole, and then Tiger shot even par on the back nine. Round 2 begins later this morning. The NCAA Baseball College World Series cranks up this weekend with 8 teams competing to win the title. The double elimination tournaments begin tomorrow in Omaha, Nebraska. At 1 p.m., number 8 seed Texas Tech will face unranked Michigan. And then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, number 5 Arkansas will play Florida State. That's after the Razorbacks eliminated Ole Miss last week. On Sunday, the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Vanderbilt will take on number 7 Louisville at 1 p.m. And then Auburn faces number 6 Mississippi State at 6:30. In minor league baseball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears won their second in a row over Mississippi 2-1. Bay Bears will continue the 6-game road series in Mississippi tonight. First pitch against the Braves is set for 6:35. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Pittsburgh Pirates to sweep the series and win their 7th game in a row. The Braves won 6-5 in a day game yesterday after scoring 5 runs in the 5th inning. The LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 7-3. Clayton Kershaw had 8 strikeouts in 6 innings and is now 6-1 in his starts this year. Arizona shut out Washington 5-0. St. Louis and the Cardinals and the Mets were tied at 4 when play was suspended. They'll get going again today. Colorado beat San Diego 9-6. And in the American League, Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 5-4. Toronto beat Baltimore 12-3. Boston rallied from a 5-run deficit to defeat Texas 7-6. Minnesota beat Seattle 10-5. Kansas City over Detroit 7-3. And the LA Angels beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3. Shohei Ohtani for the Angels became the first Japanese-born player to hit for the cycle. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still not working any new accidents. Couple minor fender benders they've had have been moved into parking lots. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford also checking in with no delays. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 8 6:21 FM Talk 106.5 on this
Flag Day edition of Mobile Mornings. I know, somebody said earlier, oh, here we go, it's Flag Day. Sullivan's going to tell us all the things we can't do with the flag. We'll do that in a very nice way on this Flag Day. It is the date was first set in 1949, I think, post-World War II. Made it official, this day of flag celebration. I'm going to ask one thing here. We're going to get to headlines with Kelly, and then we'll talk some Flag Day stuff throughout the show. Thought about this. I was thinking this was my shower thought this morning.
Okay.
If you think back through, and maybe it's because I was looking at some homes and this and that, that you can see architecture and interior design. You could tell if something's from the 60s or 70s or 50s or what's cool in our city, they can be from the 1860s. So, but you see the design change in clothing and fashion and houses and architecture and design. It's changed so many times. It comes back around. It goes away. It comes back around. All those things. With the addition, with the change, the subtle changes of adding more stars over the years here in the United States, the flag has been the same since first hoisted over our new republic, right? And it looks just as fashionable, as spot on in a look today as it does in pictures through history. You ever thought about, I mean, it's like weird, like if you see somebody wearing old pictures, you're like, look at those clothes they were wearing. Or look at the way they wore, everybody wore a fedora. Look at that. That's strange. People were weird back then. But the flag
never goes out of style.
It doesn't go out of style.
It's always fashionable.
Is it? And not, but, not saying you wear it, but I'm saying to look at the American flag and to realize it looks just as in place in a picture, an old sepia picture from the 1860s, as it does in the 1930s, the 1960s, the 1990s, and today. It's an amazing thing.
I'd say that's partly because of the design. I mean, it's a cool design looking flag, but I think more so than that, it's that you're not looking at a flag when you look at the American flag. You're looking at history. You're thinking of all the things that American flag has flown through over the years of the United States.
No, you're completely right about that. At the same time, I'm going to disagree and say it's still just the aesthetic of the flag. And, of course, I am a super uber fan of the American flag. So, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know, that was maybe one of my very strange shower thoughts this morning. So, let's let Kelly take over and help us out here.
Well, you don't have a flag in the shower, right?
No. Okay. Just in my head. I have the picture. All right. Headlines now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The state of Alabama is making groundbreaking moves in the world of technology, as we now have one of the first state commissions formed to study the policy implications of artificial intelligence technology. Governor Kay Ivey approved the move, and now the Alabama Commission on Artificial Intelligence and Associated Technologies will make policy recommendations which will advance artificial technology in our state. So that's when computer systems are able to perform certain tasks which mimic human cognition, like speech recognition, translation, and decision making. The 18-member commission will have 10 members, which are appointed by the governor. The commission is expected to release a report on its findings and recommendations by May 2020. Now get this, a Bloomberg Index this year ranked the state as 46th of the 50 states when it comes to tech innovation. However, a Cyber State study found that Alabama increased the number of job postings related to AI and other technologies by 57% just last year. This morning, police want to question a man wanted for sexual assault, but they need your help to identify him. Authorities say that attack happened last Saturday after two women left the Saddle Up Saloon in downtown Mobile close to 2 a.m. Officers say the women accepted a ride from a man that they did not know and that they were then taken to the Trinity Gardens area. One of the women says that she was sexually assaulted by that man. At this hour, police are asking if you have information on the vehicle in which they left in, that you give them a call. The vehicle is believed to be a 2007 to 2011 either gray or silver Nissan Altima. If you have information, call police at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Another great morning temperature-wise when you step out in the 60s. Even areas within within the listening area in the upper 50s, just like the icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon. What's up, my people in Mount Vernon? 59 up there and heading for high in the 80s again today. But summertime does return here over the next couple of days. Dr. Bill will give us a full forecast coming up in just about 10 minutes. We'll talk with him. We're talking a little bit in the world of sports. Of course, they're playing out at Pebble Beach. Dalton, you said you listened to this, and we're obviously fans of the art of radio, delivering play-by-play and commentary and painting pictures, mm-hmm. and something I have never listened to on the radio, which is, there are very few things I haven't, but you were listening to the tournament yesterday.
Yeah, I had to cut the grass, so while I watched
golf.
Yeah, watched part of the U.S. Open yesterday, and then I had to get out and do some work, so I threw on the PGA Tour radio broadcast. And yeah, if you've never actually listened to...
I have never listened to a golf tournament on the radio.
It sounds like it would be awful. Like, what's more boring than watching golf, listening to golf? You'd think there's no way that that would actually be fun, but
right. They
have to do it so differently, because on TV, and when you're live there in person, you can watch what's going on.
Right.
You know, you've got the picture there in your head, but they have to paint the picture on radio, and
they did a good job.
They do a fantastic job. I think they have a team of 6 or 7 people out there, each with like very unique, distinct voices. My favorites is this Scottish woman named Maureen, and I can't remember her last name, but she is so descriptive. And he hits the flop shot out of the bunker, and it's a beautiful shot. it's like poetry when they describe it. But yeah, it's fun listening to a golf broadcast on the radio. It's more different than you've ever heard.
Okay, now I got to do that, because I've never experienced play-by-play golf on the radio.
Yeah,
every other sport I have, but not for golf. So interesting.
And they're like a normal radio morning. They're like me and you. They like to gig each other sometimes.
Right.
They say one guy hit it in the water yesterday, and he said, speaking of needing a bath, I'll throw it out to John out there. John did not like that.
Oh, what? It's just mean. Mean there. All right. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with News 5, Dr. Bill, and get the latest on the forecast for the weekend. It's all straight ahead.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a missing diver in Chickasaw will resume this morning. We have learned from police that the man who has not been publicly identified was using homemade diving equipment when he disappeared in Chickasaw Creek Wednesday afternoon. The diver and his girlfriend went out on a boat so he could test the diving gear. Family and friends of a man shot and killed in his driveway will gather tonight for a candlelight vigil. The vigil is at 7 o'clock. It will be held at Samuel Wilson III's home on Spring Grove West in West Mobile. Police say Wilson was shot and killed while trying to stop 3 men from breaking into his wife's car in his driveway. The Pensacola City Council voted yes on a land swap that will make way for more soccer fields in the city. This means the YMCA on Langley Avenue will move to the south end of Airport Boulevard at the Vickery Center, and the current YMCA will be torn down to make room for soccer fields to be built at Optimus Park. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Adirondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Watch out for people riding bikes. It's not just courteous. Now, it's the law. The new 3 Feet for Safety Act requires that drivers give at least 3 feet of space when passing bicyclists. More and more people are commuting and touring Alabama on bicycles. As the number of cyclists on our roads increases, so does the need for safe driving. So slow down and give cyclists 3 feet of room. Follow the rules of the road and watch out for each other. Learn more at DriveSafeAlabama.org. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Iran says the fire has been contained on both tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman and attacked the U.S. says Iran was involved in carrying out. An Iranian spokesman says they've dispatched experts to evaluate if crew members can return. House Foreign Affairs Committee member Democrat Tom Malinowski says the tensions with Iran were not necessary.
The big question is, how did we get here? You know, the administration has been thumping its chest recently and saying they have restored deterrence against Iran. If this is indeed an Iranian attack, it doesn't look like Iran is deterred. It looks like Iran has been provoked by this maximum pressure policy into doing increasingly dangerous things.
New York State has eliminated the religious exemption to vaccine requirements as the nation's worst measles outbreak in decades prompts states to reconsider giving parents ways to opt out of immunization rules. The Raptors take the NBA championship, beating the Warriors 114-110. Wall Street stock futures have lost ground in the early morning hours. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. For the first time ever, NBA championship apparel today will sport the name of a Canadian team. The Toronto Raptors captured their first title. Their losing game in the NBA final last night was also the last game the Warriors will ever play at Oracle Arena. Starting with the 2019-20 season, the Warriors will play across the bay in San Francisco's Chase Center. Struggling destination Maternity announced another change in leadership the same day it reported sharply lower sales for the first quarter of its fiscal year. An interim office of the CEO will oversee day-to-day operations during the search. The company says sales were affected by the closure of over 100 owned and leased locations. Sequels to a couple of well-known movie franchises land in theaters this weekend. Variety says Men in Black International should pull in about $30 million across North America its opening weekend, while a new version of Shaft is likely to bring $24 million at best. The Dow gained 101 points, the S&P added 44, the Nasdaq rose 12. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings and Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, I could tell even before opening the garage door this morning, looked on the back porch, and the dogs were bouncing like they were on springs. And I said, I bet you it's another cool morning. And it is.
It's been down in the mid-60s again, and we've got one more nice dry day this Flag Day, June 14th. We should be up around 90 degrees this afternoon, but still the humidity on the low side. And tonight, though, the wind will be around to the southeast, so it won't be as cool tonight. Looks like we'll stay in the 70s and the low 70s tomorrow morning. Now, over the weekend, the humidity comes back, and it'll be more humid tomorrow and even more humid on Sunday. For Saturday, it should be mostly sunny And there's a slight chance that we could see an afternoon thunderstorm develop. And the high tomorrow will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. And then on Sunday, as I mentioned, even more humid. It'll be partly cloudy with a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity. And we'll get up around 91 or possibly 92 degrees, but it's going to feel a lot warmer than that with the increasing humidity. And as we look into next week, at least for the first half of the week, we've got quite a bit of rain in the forecast. Although we'll have quite a bit of sunshine on Monday, there's a very good chance for afternoon thunderstorm activity, high near 90. And Tuesday and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some upper air disturbances will move across the Gulf Coast, and that'll help set off showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday and Wednesday, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. So enjoy today, because the humidity returns tomorrow and on into next week.
And on into September.
Right.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
Yeah, still we're looking good. It's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, just some scattered clouds. And still some clouds out over the distant Atlantic, but nothing there. Doesn't look like any kind of organization in that part of the Atlantic. So we're in good shape at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon for the weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
All right, staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Should I delve into this a little bit? I mean, Dr. Bill, even he knows he mentioned Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
He knows my triggers. Okay, two quick things. We'll talk about this more coming. And this is something I discuss, I think, year round, you know, especially going into kind of like when we get near the Independence Day holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make some of these points here before we get into that holiday. Definitely on Flag Day.
You know, I need it on occasion. I think a couple times a year.
But you know the basics.
I do now that I mean, I didn't.
Because you have to hang around me.
I knew not to let the flag touch the ground.
Good.
For me, that was about it.
Good. That's good. That's good. That one is a great start. The one that will be, like, the one that I worry most going into Independence Day, and it's this is kind of a weird paradox, because I think the people that wear the flag as clothing, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of relatives that do this, wear the flag as clothing, whether they be a high-cut bikini.
Right.
Or a T-shirt or something. They're doing this out of showing love and respect. Mm-hmm. But in their minds, I don't think they go, I'm going to disrespect the flag. But it is completely contrary to flag code. And I know it's so nerdy, and it's probably so many years in scouting that did it to me. But you don't wear it as clothing,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can have a flag patch affixed to your uniform if you're military, first responder, or if you're part of a patriotic organization. Boy Scouts of America, BSA, we have had the flag patch.
Uh-huh.
My son, Cub Scout, now has the flag patch. That's fine. But the American flag T-shirt, bikini, running shorts,
yep.
all that stuff, it violates flag code. It is not dignified of the flag. Now, I get it. Like, some people would just want to get mad at those people that think, if you went in their hearts, they're probably wearing it because of patriotism and want to show it off. But it is completely contrary to flag code.
Now, this will be fun, because I like to... I know what triggers you when we're talking about
flag
the flag.
Code does. I am such a nerd.
So let me start with this. How do you feel about American flag beach towels? Now, I know we've seen pictures before of, you know, supposedly patriotic people. And
in
probably
through the nose, out through the mouth, Sean.
But basically, then you're letting the flag
You're putting
touch
it
the ground.
On the ground, and then you're laying on it.
On it.
And you're having people sit their hind end on the flag, and people will argue, well, that's not truly the flag. It's a representation of the flag on a... Tony, you go back to flag code in 1923. Fail. Mm. Fail. So, I mean, do what you want. The beauty of it is, also, I respect the flag, respect our country enough to know that if somebody does something stupid and, you know, maybe ignorant or maybe on purpose and disrespects the flag or wearing it as a shirt or something like that, they got the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll defend the right to do it, but I will go give them a lecture about that guy. All right. 640 FM Talk 106.5 coming up. We'll check in with Kelly for more headlines. Also, Kane with the latest in traffic. And also coming up, taking your calls at 343-0106 in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk flags if you want to. It could be flag talk all morning long.
I'm down for that.
And then I'll just play this over and over again.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now working any accidents. State troopers have a single vehicle left the roadway southbound 65 at exit 37. No injuries, no roadblockage there at all. It's been a pretty good start to our Friday morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're talking business this morning as the Golden Shovel Award has been announced and awarded to the state of Alabama thanks to a record year for economic development. The business publication Area Development is once again recognizing the state's overall economic development activities. Last year, the state saw announced projects and expansions totaling $8.7 billion in new investment, which created a projected 17,026 jobs. Another big win: Alabama getting the $1.6 billion Mazda Toyota Auto Assembly Plant in Huntsville, creating an anticipated 4,000 jobs. Now, the state has either won a gold or silver shovel award since 2006. The state claimed another gold in 2012 and silver awards in the other years. Governor Ivey says, quote, "This gold shovel award is a testament to our workers and to the pro-business environment that makes Alabama such an attractive location for investment." And Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield says, quote, "Winning the gold shovel award demonstrates that our team is executing on its plan and delivering results that make a difference for the state." The name Casey Calloway, we know her as our Mobile Bay Keeper. This morning, we can also call her our Waterkeeper Warrior. She's one of 20 activists who represent the impact one person can make on an issue that affects us all in an effort to protect natural water resources. She is being applauded this morning for her efforts, and her selection to this elite club means that her story will be narrated by actor Alec Baldwin and could land her and the city worldwide acclaim. On Thursday, the Waterkeeper Alliance and travel website Culture Trip, they unveiled their Waterkeeper Warriors, which they describe as a global clean water awareness project. It spotlights 20 honorees. 9 are based here in the U.S., the others from around the globe. Each warrior will participate in a photo shoot showing them in their local environment, narrated by a specific celebrity. So you can go to waterkeeper.org/warriors to see pictures and check out the Culture Trip's social media channels. According to information released, Calloway, quote, is being recognized for her 20-plus year fight to save Mobile Bay, with her story centering on her citizen action and legal work surrounding the Deepwater Horizon disaster. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Seersucker suits, linen suits, and all modern and slim fit styles are buy one, get one half off, or buy two and get one free. Summer weight sports coats in a variety of colors are 25 to 50% off. Hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card, let him do the choosing, plus get a bonus 10% on all gift card purchases. Summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rental starting at $69.95. Father's Day? Shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill this morning banning sanctuary cities in the state. The proposal was one of those controversial issues of the 2019 legislative session and a top priority of the governor. The bill signing will happen at 10 this morning in Shalimar. An investigation is underway in Niceville after the body of a toddler was found inside a home on Georgia Avenue. The family was visiting from Ohio. Niceville police are calling this a tragic accident. Mobile police are looking for the mother of a woman accused of kidnapping a baby. Police say Tara Lee helped her daughter take advantage of a mentally challenged woman and then kidnap her baby. Lee's daughter was arrested this week in Georgia. A man wanted for a series of crimes in Escambia and Conecuh counties is in custody after a five-hour standoff near the Covington-Conecuh County line. John Cobb had been on the run since Tuesday. He's accused of stealing a truck from Conecuh County, then breaking into homes and taking a shotgun in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
We have a new champion in the NBA. Justin Rose leads after round one of the U.S. Open, and the Atlanta Braves complete a sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed north. Toronto beat Golden State 114-110 last night for the first NBA title in Raptors team history.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
It was a team effort for Toronto, with five players scoring in the double digits. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry scored the team's first 11 points of the game and finished tied with Pascal Siakam for the team lead with 26 points. Kawhi Leonard scored 22 and was named the NBA Finals MVP for the second time in his career. He spoke after the game.
You know, this is what I play basketball for. This is what I work out for all summer during the season. And I'm happy that my hard work paid off.
Leonard averaged 28.5 points per game on 43% shooting in the finals and became the first player since Larry Bird back in 1984 to lead the league in points, rebounds, and steals throughout his team's playoff run. The end of the Warriors' championship run after winning the title the last two seasons came in their final game at Oracle Arena. They're moving to San Francisco beginning next season after 47 years in Oakland. Some will attempt to put an asterisk on the Raptors' title because of the amount of injuries that the Warriors encountered during their playoff run. Golden State was already down two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant, who had surgery on Wednesday for a ruptured right Achilles tendon. Then Klay Thompson went down last night in the third quarter with a torn ACL. Still managed to lead the team with 30 points on the night. Steph Curry had a tough go last night, scoring only 21 points. He went 3-for-11 from three-point range. Now the Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed to Canada for the first time ever, and both teams have some decisions to make this summer in free agency. The Warriors could potentially lose Durant, Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins, while the Raptors will try to convince Kawhi Leonard to re-sign with them in free agency. Odds for the 2020 season were already released after last night's game. The Warriors again favored to win the championship, followed by the LA Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, LA Clippers, Boston Celtics, and the Raptors. In golf, Justin Rose leads after round one of the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach. Rose birdied his final three holes to shoot a 6-under 65.
Can't help but look around over your shoulder and think, damn, this is Pebble Beach. You know, you just shot 65 and you lead in the U.S. Open. It's cool. It's a cool moment. Even, you know, whatever happened transpires the rest of the week, it was a cool moment.
Rose's score of 65 tied Tiger Woods for the lowest opening round at Pebble Beach in a U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, and Aaron Wise sit one shot behind Rose at 5-under, while Woods is five shots behind Rose at 1-under par. Tiger had to grind yesterday, shooting 1-under on the front nine despite a double bogey on the fifth hole. He shot even par on the back nine. Round two begins this morning. The NCAA Baseball College World Series cranks up this weekend with eight teams competing to win the title. The double elimination tournaments begin tomorrow in Omaha, Nebraska. At 1 o'clock, number 8 seed Texas Tech will face unranked Michigan. Then at 6 o'clock, number 5 Arkansas will play Florida State. On Sunday, the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Vanderbilt will take on number 7 Louisville at 1 p.m. And then the Auburn Tigers will look to keep their magical postseason run going when they face number 6 Mississippi State on Sunday at 6:30. In minor league baseball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears won their second in a row over Mississippi, 2-1. The Bay Bears continue the six-game road series in Mississippi tonight. First pitch against the Braves is set for 6:35. And in the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves completed a sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 6-5 day game win yesterday. The Braves scored 5 runs in the 5th inning and have now won 7 in a row. The string of wins that the Braves have gone on has them leading the NL East by a game and a half over Philadelphia. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers have a single vehicle left the roadway southbound 65 at exit 37. That's Highway 287. No injuries, no road blockage there, but again, you'll see the flashing lights. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates from trimming to deadwooding and pruning. Trust the tree experts at Terraform Land Company. 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot, and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Beautiful out there in the 60s, most parts of our listening area. Some even dip down to the upper 50s overnight, high in the 80s today. Although that comes to a screeching end this weekend, but I'll let Dr. Bill tell you the bad news on that coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for the city of Mobile as we are being recognized alongside Birmingham as two of the top American cities of the future. The 2019-2020 ranking are courtesy of FDI Magazine. It's a news and foreign direct investment publication based out of London. Mobile was ranked number 5 in the top 25 American cities of the future for foreign direct investment strategy. The magazine says that Mobile, quote, is home to several high-growth sectors, including a thriving aerospace cluster. And Mobile Area Chamber attends a variety of global air shows to promote the region alongside Team Mobile, a group of local economic development partners. Mobile is also known for its extensive transportation infrastructure, including a deep water port, 2 major interstate connectors, 5 Class 1 railroads, and 2 Federal Aviation Administration certified airports. Birmingham ranked number 9 in mid-sized American cities of the future overall and in human capital and lifestyle, number 10 in connectivity, and number 4 in business friendliness. Other mid-sized American cities ranked in the top 10 overall were Raleigh, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Richmond, Virginia. Cities in both North and South America were included in the rankings. A traffic alert for you beginning next week as a drainage problem on a road many of us use for our morning or maybe evening commute will be closed for a few weeks for repairs. Beginning next Monday, June the 17th, Cottage Hill Road will be closed just east of Japonica Lane. Detour signs will be up in place to help you get around that area. Be sure to give yourself extra time, as you will now use Demetropolis Road, Government Boulevard, and Azalea Road to make it to your morning and evening destination. City expects the work to take 3 to 4 weeks to complete. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. All right, Dalton, I'll return the favor as you start picking on me on this Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
How does it make you feel the Cottage Hills could be shut down?
Oh, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
So it's between you, your house, and this place.
Yeah, it's between me and the daycare where I pick up the kids. So yeah. I have to detour.
There you go. So you're going to be dealing with this, and you're going to be, so you're already triggered by that, right?
Yeah, the problem isn't the detour. It's that everyone else will be on that detour.
That's right.
That's the problem I have.
You and all your closest friends. Hey, another great event coming up tonight at Cottage Hill Package. New Belgium Brewing has their free tasting going on. New Belgium Brewing, of course, you're probably familiar with them, maybe not with some of their brand new offerings. They are one of the, I would say, along with Sam Adams and a few others, they are the granddaddies of the craft brewing world. I'd say Sweetwater, New Belgium, Samuel Adams. That's probably the founders of the new craft movement, right?
I would say so. That sounds right.
All right. So they have some classic beers, and they also have some brand new offerings for summer. New Belgium Brewing Company. Paul from that group is going to be on hand to sample out some of the newest and greatest from New Belgium tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Their Voodoo Ranger Juicifer IPA, their Passion Fruit Kolsch, their Mural Agua Fresca Cerveza, and maybe some other surprises. That goes on tonight from 6 to 8. Another free event with Cottage Hill Package in the back lounge, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. And if you go by, you know, sometime that they're not having one of these events, not to worry. Huge selection of craft beer, fine spirits, fine wines, and a gigantic humidor, all at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com. And make sure to like them on Facebook, and you'll get updates for all these kind of cool events. All right, now, speaking of cool events, too, coming up tomorrow, 17th Annual Mystic Striper Society Fish and Rodeo. One of your last shots at winning tickets with us. Got a pair of tickets so you could go and a friend can go fish tomorrow. Maybe take dad for Father's Day. Caller number 6 at 343-0106. 343-0106. Got a pair of tickets for you. 17th Annual Mystic Striper Society Fish and Rodeo. More information online so you can get your tickets. Go search Mystic Stripers Society. And we'll be right back.